Agnes and the Hitman by Jennifer Cruzy and Bob Mayer. For Meg and Jen, who never gave up on us. Monday. Do not be seduced by those big box come-ons full of complete sets of extraneous cookware. A complete set is whatever you need, and maybe all you need is a wok and a hot place to grill your bacon. In a pinch, I can do it all with my good heavy non-stick frying pan. Besides the obvious braising, browning, and frying, I can make sauces and stir-fries in it, toast cheese sandwiches and slivered almonds, use the underside to pound cutlets, and in a pinch, probably swing it to defend my honor. If I could find a man that versatile and dependable, I'd grab him. Cranky Agnes, Column 1, Pan Hunting. One fine August evening, Agnes Crandall stirred raspberries and sugar in her heavy nonstick frying pan and defended her fiancé to the only man she'd ever trusted. It wasn't easy. "Look, Joey, Taylor's not that bad." Agnes cradled the phone between her chin and her shoulder and frowned over the tops of her fogged-up glasses at the raspberries, which were being annoying and uncooperative, much like Taylor lately. "He's a terrific chef." "Which is why I'm still with him," she thought. "And he's very sweet." "When he has the time." "And we've got a great future in this house together." "Assuming he ever comes out here again." Joey snorted his contempt, the sound exploding through the phone.
"He shouldn't leave you out there by yourself."
"Hey, Brenda lived out here alone for years, and she did just fine," Agnes said. "I'm as tough as Brenda. I can do that, too."
"Of course, Brenda sold me the house and beat feet for her yacht in the middle of a marina, but..."
"Nah,